Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only Stephen Reinecke, who will be conducting the NSO live with E.T. the Extraterrestrial over Thanksgiving weekend, Friday and Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us, Stephen.
Thanks, Jason. It's great to be here. It's three shows. We're going to do Friday night, the 25th at 8 o'clock, and then we have two shows on Saturday the 26th. There's a matinee at 3 and then an 8 o'clock evening. So you can bring the family out for the matinee if you'd like.
Awesome. No excuse to miss it. You got three shows.
That's right.
But hopefully the tryptophan will have been worn off, but there's no way people are going to be falling asleep from turkey on this, because this is one of the greatest scores ever and one of the best movies ever. Explain what this is. They're going to be showing the movie, right? And you'll be live on stage. Explain it for folks who've never been to something like this.
That's right. It's so fun, and it's such a unique experience, a way to see a film in a way you've never seen it before. We put a big screen above the orchestra, and we show the entire film of E.T., and they've wiped out the soundtrack from the film, and we provide that live, synchronized to the movie as it goes. So you get to hear this brilliant film score in all its glory, in like the best surround sound you've ever heard in your life. It doesn't get buried in the background. It really pops out and stands out when you hear it live. So it is still an orchestra concert. But it's so fun to watch the musicians bring this score to life. It's probably my favorite John Williams film score, and it's very, very technically challenging, but it's also so lush and romantic. It's great music.
Yeah, is this going to be, is this something that the Kennedy Center is going to try to do every year for around Thanksgiving? Because that wasn't last year you guys did Home Alone, right?
Yeah, I believe we did. We don't have a plan to do a film over Thanksgiving necessarily. That's not like a template we're looking for. It just worked out that way. We decided to do it at Thanksgiving. But yeah, we do a number of film projects throughout the year, throughout the season. They've become very, very popular for symphony orchestras to do these, and there's more and more films coming out to do live with orchestra.
But it is a good weekend to do it. I mean, families are in town, and you just come out and see E.T. Why not? It's perfect.
Yeah, I agree. It's good around the holidays. It's a really good family film. It's a feel-good film. I mean, this came out in 1982, so I've conducted this before in Minneapolis just about a month ago, and it was great to see all the young kids that come out, and you could tell that it was, my generation that were had seen this movie originally, and now they have kids of their own, and they're bringing their kids to see it and to watch some of these young kids who didn't grow up with E.T. Watch it for the first time. And it still just rings so true. It's such a heartfelt movie about friendship. I love this film.
Is there a dry eye in the house by the end? Man, I cry every time.
It's rough. Yeah, no, there shouldn't be if you have a heart. The second half, a big glowing heart. A big glowing heart, right? The second half of the movie is I remember, because I hadn't watched the movie in years, and I was preparing my film score to do this, and I couldn't even get through it. I'm just sitting there with tears streaming down my face while I'm trying to do my work, trying to learn this score. It's just that touching and that heartfelt.
So obviously a lot of the stuff we're talking about is Spielberg's magic as a director, but let's go more into John Williams, the actual score here. I mean, the guy was a genius, but you said this was probably your favorite one. Why is that?
Yeah, I think it is. Well, the way it fits the movie is so good, but also the themes are just soaring. And it does have such romanticism. I mean, there are hints of Prokofiev, of Mahler, of Rachmaninoff in here. It really is such an incredible score. It garnered a Best Oscar, Best Score Academy Award for John Williams back in 1982. And, Steven Spielberg loved the music, too. There's a famous story about when they were recording the soundtrack for the movie. They were doing the famous bicycle chase towards the end of the film, and John Williams, with the music he wrote, it was having a hard time syncing up to the picture exactly like he wanted. Mm-hmm. So Spielberg was there and said, you know what, let's just turn off the movie. You conduct this music you wrote because I love it. And they just recorded the music as John wrote it, and Spielberg went back and recut that whole sequence just to fit John's music.
Wow.
Now, that's unheard of.
Wow, that's like sort of reverse engineered there. That's amazing.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. That's a famous Hollywood story because directors just don't do that with their films.
I get, but
that's how much Spielberg loved this film score.
I mean, at that point, I think he was willing to leave it up to Williams. He'd already done, what, Jaws and Close Encounters and Raiders and all that sort of. So I think he was like, all right,
exactly.
I'll let him go on this one, and I'll be the one matching him this time. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite or a most challenging portion of the score? Because, I mean, there's the big flying theme going across the moon. There's also the big, you know, tear-jerking ending we talked about. You know, what isolate some individual parts of the score for me. Like, take me through some of your favorite parts.
I'll say this. There's a lot of music in this score, and it goes by very, very quickly. One of the hardest parts for myself to synchronize and for the orchestra to play is that scene I was just talking about. The bicycle chase towards the end is so fast in the movie. I mean, that's a piece of music we actually do in concert. There's just a suite of music from E.T. that we do it's not to the film. We could just perform it on its own. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever plays it this fast. When I went back and watched it in the movie and heard it, I thought, oh dear God, it is so energetic, that it's very, very hard. But what makes it even harder is that comes it's in the last 20 minutes of the film, and there is nonstop music for the last 20 to 25 minutes of the movie. So once we get, say, halfway through Act Two, we go and go and go, and you can't get off by, you know, you can't get off by a second or two. Otherwise, it's not going to be synchronized. And that's a lot of music to keep on pace and to keep synchronized. Also, you know, there's a lot of little musical cues that have some comedy bits in it, where John Williams has actually wrote, you know, kind of like a cartoon music,
yeah,
where there are hits, there are real hit points where this has to be exactly when E.T. falls out of a chair or something. And those are always very, very tricky to synchronize as well. But it's so much fun. I think of it like a big video game. I always say it's like playing Conductor Hero, you know, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You want to hit right on the thing and you get, oh, a star, extra 1,000 bonus points. So I'm just trying to see if every beat, every line, bar can line up exactly and see how many points I can get perfectly.
Awesome. Man, the music in this thing's so great and the story's so great. Just, I guess, in closing, you know, why should people come out? What's the final sell?
It's a great movie about friendship and about understanding differences. You leave this movie feeling really good about mankind and about society and you know, your fellow brothers and sisters. And I think, I'll tell you what, that's something this country could use right now, is a little unity, a little bit of feeling good and feeling like we're all connected and a part of something together.
Definitely. Thanks so much, Stephen. We always love when you come on. I love these live NSO these shows. So often we watch things on TV or Blu-ray now, but man, there's nothing like being in an actual theater. And even beyond that, there's nothing better than seeing it with an orchestra. It's amazing. So thanks so much.
I totally agree. Thank you very much, Jason. Looking forward to it.